Texas46Radio.com. We have a winner. Who is this?
Hi, this is Holly Tucker.
Well, that's funny. I have an interview scheduled with a Holly Tucker. Any relation?
I think I'm
fine. I finally have somebody that plays along with the darn thing. Golly. Oh, man, that was the first time I actually did the winner thing. The other times I just say who it is. You're caller number 10, and it's like I haven't even had one of them even hang up on me.
Yes.
So good grief. Well, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with a minuscule .com station.
No, this is awesome. I've been looking forward to for a while.
Oh my goodness. Everybody, welcome Miss Holly Tucker to the show. So, first of all, congratulations on your win for Female Vocalist of the Year for the Texas Country Music Association Awards.
Yeah, thank you.
Was that a surprise or kind of like, hey, I'm ready for it. I think I deserve it.
You know, I mean, I was just I was obviously, I mean, all artists are going to say they're super honored to be nominated, but I really was. And I mean, I knew that, you know, all of the other nominees that I was going up against were, you know, formidable competitors, and especially like being up against Bree Bagwell. I mean, she's been in the scene for like 15 years.
Right.
And I mean, I never even thought, and she's a good friend too. So I love her to death. And so, I mean, I was just going in there trying to network and have fun and meet people and stuff. And so, yeah, it came as a big surprise for me.
Okay, so the speaking of Bree Bagwell, is it the Grit Tour that is that?
Yes.
Do you participate in a lot of those?
I do in some of them, yeah. And so does Bree. I think Adrian Johnston is the one that's kind of organizing it all.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, there's different girls at every show.
Because there's a place in here in town called Riley's Tavern that they...
Yeah.
Have you done one of those shows there?
I have not.
No, okay.
But
I just want to make sure.
I hope we can.
Because if whenever you're in the San Antonio area, you know, give us a shout out, and I'd love to meet you in person if we can.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm actually going to be in San Antonio. Technically it's Helotes.
At Floors?
Yeah. No, not at Floors. We're kind of a random deal. We're going to be at a church sort of event, but we're playing country music.
Okay.
So anyway.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's nice country folk out that way.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're from Waco all your life?
I am.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So tell me about your, I guess, let's start with family. What kind, brothers and sisters, what was it like growing up in Waco?
Yeah, I have two older brothers, so I'm the baby and I'm an only girl.
Aww.
So,
special.
So, yeah, it was special. I was spoiled with a lot of love. And my parents are awesome. They're still together today. And,
good.
You know, I still technically live at home because we're just on the road so much.
Right.
So when we come back into town, we just still stay here at home.
Well, cool. Save a little money that way.
Exactly.
So I notice a lot of Tucker names on the websites and on your bios and stuff like that. are your family, like management and stuff for you, or how does that work?
Yeah, my dad is my manager and my brother is my tour manager. So me and my brother Shane do a lot together, and he organizes a lot of stuff for me. And then my mom is like my financial treasurer type thing. She runs my books for me. And then my other oldest brother, Travis, is a photographer and he takes a lot of my pictures.
Oh,
so,
man. It's nice having people work for free for you.
Well,
you give them a little handout here and there, I suppose, right?
I mean, yeah, I try to take care of them as best as
there
I can.
There you go.
So.
That's awesome. That is awesome to keep keep a close family tighter.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've been really blessed.
Well, cool. How about your schooling, in regards to high school and college and such?
Well, I went to Lorena High School here on the outskirts of Waco, and then I went to Baylor University at college, and I got my degree in communications.
Okay, cool. Very cool. Yeah. And you know, I also saw that you play alto sax.
Yeah, I did.
And did you... I'm trying to remember. I know, as much as I hate to say it, season 4, that was the one you were on, right?
On The Voice,
yes.
Yeah.
That was the last one I've watched since then.
Really?
Yeah, I've kind of been out of touch with it for some, I don't know, for some strange reason. But did you ever play that on that show, or did they feature you playing the sax?
They did, yeah, in the finale of the show, actually, when they brought us all back.
And do you ever play it on stage?
Not really. I mean, I'm not super great at it. I did it for fun, and I mean, I'm okay, but like I read music rather than improvise.
Okay.
And saxophone is like a very improvisational instrument.
Well, and yeah, you know, remember, you know, I like I say, I date myself, but do you remember a band called Quarter Flash? It was a classic rock band.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, they had a song called their signature song was "Harden My Heart."
Yeah.
And she, the lead vocalist, she also played saxophone. So so now I told you this. Now you can go check out the classic, you know, back when MTV played music videos, and check that out. You know, you never know. This could just blow the doors wide open for you.
Yeah, I mean,
not really.
That's
probably the last thing you want to do is, bring the saxophone out now. Good grief! But you know, it's. I just put that bug in your ear that you can maybe do something like that. Who knows?
I've definitely thought about it before, and I think it would add something unique to the show. I just, you know, it makes me nervous because I don't want to show like a side of myself that isn't great, you know? And I mean, when you get up on stage, you kind of have to be performing at your best. So I need a little more practice before I get out there and do that.
Well, that's fair enough. Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and speaking of shows, do you do acoustic shows as well?
I do. Yeah, actually I'm on tour with my album right now, and I will be probably until next March. And, you know, about half the dates are acoustic or like a small broken down sort of band.
Right.
And it's very like intimate, and I get to share the stories behind the songs. And so, I mean, it's a lot of fun. We get to throw those in there for sure.
So do you prefer full band or acoustic, or is it kind of a 50-50?
You know what? It's like, I've told other people this too. It's kind of like comparing apples and oranges for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't really prefer one over the other. I mean, I do love my full band, and it's always great to sound like the record and to be able to replicate that on stage. But at the same time, the acoustic show has that whole intimate factor, and that's kind of special too. So I can't really choose. I mean, I love both.
I love I guess I prefer more of the full band, because I've been... The acoustic show scene was not as big back in the day as it is now. So
yeah.
You know, I'm just a full band guy, and you know, acoustic shows every so often, they are fun. You can get intimate with your friends and fans, which is cool.
Yeah.
Hey, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh man, there's people that I think about and I kind of hope that my career will sort of look like theirs in the next 5 years or so. And one of the biggest people that I look up to, and I know this is a huge one to reach, but I love everything that Cody Johnson has done with his career.
Oh, yeah.
And I respect him like crazy. And I think he's a great vocalist as well as musician and songwriter. And he's just doing it all, you know? And I mean, that's something I want to reach for.
Well, he is definitely a Texas country music success story, for sure.
Yes, exactly.
For sure, definitely. Okay. If I was to ask you, and you still buy CDs?
Or do you, I do.
Do you? So if I asked you, what's in your CD player right now, what would you say?
Well, funny thing, I actually don't have a CD player right now, but I have like a collection of like over 100 or 200 or 200 CDs, something like that.
Okay, so let's go to what do you listen to? Like, Spotify, or do you have an MP3 playlist that you have that you listen to? Or
yeah, I have, you know, I pay for Apple Music, so okay, that's kind of my thing. Let's see, the latest thing that I've listened to, I've been on a gospel kick lately.
Ah, nice.
So I went and I bought some like old Selah stuff and some Gaither Vocal Band.
Oh,
and
yeah,
like all of that stuff. Just I love soul, like soul music, and gospel has so much soul in it. So I mean, it's just the best of both worlds. You get to listen to songs about Jesus, and you get to hear the soul in it.
Oh, exactly. And the vocal harmonies are incredible.
Oh yeah,
they are nice. So let's kind of switch it up here. If you're taking some time off, you want to catch up on some things on TV or Netflix or whatever, if you're going to binge watch something, what is it going to be?
That's a good question. So right now I'm trying to make my way through Dexter for like the third time.
Dexter. Oh my gosh. Are you on the, have you made it through? Did you go through the final season?
Yes. I've been through the whole season twice.
And you watched it to the end?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, media screwed me up on this thing because the reviews towards the last, I was watching all the way towards the end, and it said, oh, the ending could have been just, they just wanted to get it over quick or something. I'm going like, oh, no, I shouldn't have read this. And then I stopped. I did not watch, I'd say probably the last two episodes. I just quit.
You got to finish it.
Gosh. So is it okay, though? I mean, the ending is it not what you had expected, but it still was okay?
No, I mean, as far as I remember, I mean, it's been like 5 years since I watched it all the way through the last time. But I remember it ending pretty good. I don't remember being upset with it. So, I mean,
okay, all right.
I don't know, and I'm pretty picky. Like, it's gotta all end, like tie up all the loose ends and all of that stuff too. So, yeah,
tying up loose ends. That's one of Dexter's specialties.
Yes, exactly.
Golly. Okay, we're gonna get closer to talking about The Voice here, real quick, in just a second. But I want to do my favorite Fast Five round.
Okay.
Which I'm going to just give you your favorite blah, 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 or whatever it is that I spout off, and you just tell me the first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay.
Okay, and there's only five, so it's real easy and real quick.
Okay.
So here we go. Fast Five with Holly Tucker. We got your favorite holiday.
Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Your favorite store to shop.
Ulta.
Oh,
I'm a girl, what can I say?
There you go. Your favorite food?
Mexican. Doesn't matter. Well, I mean, I have favorite restaurants, but I'm, you know, Mexican food.
Well, you're the second one that's had Mexican food as a favorite. How about your favorite actress?
Emma Stone.
Okay, good one. Good one.
Yeah.
And finally, your favorite movie?
Oh, that's so hard. I don't know.
Okay, do you ever watch do you like the Pixar movies?
Yes.
Okay, the Pixar or the DreamWorks movies. So what's your favorite animated one like that?
You know, I don't know if it's Pixar. I know it's probably Disney for sure. Well, I don't know that either. I like Tangled. That's probably
Tangled.
My favorite.
Tangled is good.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Tangled is good. So have you seen Beauty and the Beast?
I have, yes.
The last one? Ugh, we watched it. It's kind of like, it's on Netflix. It's on Netflix. It can't be on Netflix because Netflix only seems to have B-movies. But it was like we watched that thing, and now if my wife's doing any work around the house, or if she has it as background music. So it's good, and I thought it was really good.
Oh, it was a work of art. Okay, that is my favorite all-time Disney movie.
Okay, there we go.
So I was very, like, ready to see that and very, critical of it, and it was just so beautiful.
Did you go into it thinking of, you know, some of the reviews that were out was, you know, they were all this gender this and gender that, going like, you know, it's a musical. What do you expect?
I mean, I was just like watching it as a kid. I was trying to remember watching it as a kid, and you don't notice that stuff as a kid. Like, you're not, you know, messed up by the world and by politics and by all of that stuff yet at that age. And so right. It doesn't matter to a kid. Like, just let it be what it is. It's a beautiful work of art, and don't overthink it.
No, and then while you're watching, is the first thing you thought, I'm not going to tell you the character, but the first thing you thought was, that's Olaf.
Oh, yeah. What was it? Lumiere or something like that?
Well, it was Gaston's sidekick.
Oh my gosh, you're so right. No. Okay, so actually you might hate me for this, but Frozen was not one of my favorite movies.
Okay, all right. But you know that's okay, but you know the guy is, you know, the voice it's an unmistakable voice. It's like,
yes.
Oh, that's going to be my signature voice now. I can't do anything else. Somebody's going to think of me as a snowman with a carrot in my nose. Okay, so let's get along here to season 4 of The Voice, Team Blake, top 6.
Yes.
People are going to, okay, first of all, how often do you hear, so what is life like after The Voice? Is it nauseating?
No.
Not to that point. Obviously, you can't say no, but it's kind of like an everyday occurrence.
Yeah, I mean, no, it was the biggest thing that has happened to me thus far in my career. You know, I was on a national platform, and so I don't mind, you know, answering those common questions.
Here, I've got one for you. Maybe okay. I don't know if anybody's asked you this one or not, but they probably have. But what goes through your mind when you're standing there waiting for the results? You know, this is like, I can just see it's like, and we're going to announce the top 3 right after this.
Yeah.
And you're like standing there going like, oh, come on, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially for like, I think the last 3 or 4 weeks that I was on, they would always wait for, to call my name until like the last 2 or 3 people.
Why,
so I was every week I had to wait the entire hour just to find out if I was going to be safe.
Oh my gosh.
And it was crazy. Like it was very nerve wracking, and I probably had like stomach ulcers at that time.
well, you did great. I congratulate you for that. So let's talk music. Let's talk about your latest single here.
Yeah, Dallas on Your Boots. I'm super excited about this song. I mean, we've just been we've been playing it at all our shows for, you know, the past like half a year, and just getting people's thoughts on it. And it's been something that's related with a lot of people. And getting to make the music video for it was super cool. We got to do that back in March, and now it's premiered on GAC, and CMT might be picking it up here pretty soon. So
nice.
We're just super excited about this song. I think this has always been the one that I have hoped was going to do it for me and help me break through.
Well, good. Well, I certainly enjoy the song. Enjoy having all the songs that I've been able to get. I think I've got all your singles on rotation here. Enjoy listening to them. And how about you introducing this for us for the listeners?
Hey, you guys, it's Holly Tucker here, and you're listening to my brand new single, Dallas on Your Boots, on Texas46Radio.com.
Mighty fine. Let's give it a listen, folks.
Well, I met you just across the county line, where forever fields go out to meet the sky. A sad song spinning in the background, like the one that's playing here right now. And win or lose, I was gonna make you mine. But nothing's changed. There's no escape from knowing. You still got a little Dallas on your boots. Still got a little heavy on your heart. Still. boots. Sometimes I can see you miles away, and everything you're thinking is written on your face. You're still holding on to what you left behind. Until you let it go, you're always gonna find that you can't love me like you want to. And I don't want just part of you.
Holly Tucker with her latest single right here on Texas46Radio.com. A mighty fine single, if I say so myself. And on the line with me, I am so happy to have Holly Tucker. Are you doing okay today?
Yeah, still doing pretty good.
You haven't hung up on me, so I think we're doing okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, before we get into your little tour thing where they can find your music, I'm kind of curious. This is just kind of an off-the-wall question. What was the last thing that you laughed at so hard that you couldn't stop laughing? And if you think about it on occasion, you'll still laugh out loud.
Oh, man.
I know that's kind of just a quick question, but you know, there are some times where I've watched something on TV or I've done something on stage or we've said something to each other that we start laughing and the tears are rolling and I can't stop laughing. And I get home and I tell somebody about it and I still can't stop laughing.
Oh, my gosh.
If you can't, we can pass.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll tell you what. Yeah. Okay. So people follow me on social media, on like, you know, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff, especially Twitter. I will every now and then post like conversations that me and my brother have on the road because Shane goes with me everywhere. Okay. And we talk a lot. We're best friends, whatever. So we joke a lot in the car and we laugh and stuff. And okay, so you know, we're brother and sister, and so we pick at each other a lot too. And he just said this, it was like perfect timing, perfect moment. And I don't know why, but it just made me laugh like crazy, and it still makes me laugh every time he does it. I was giving him like attitude or something like that. I was, you know, being a sister. And he just looks over at me and he's like, "Hey, take that tone and give it a bone." All right? Take that tone and give it a bone.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was just, I don't know what it was. Like, I was actually giving him attitude, and he just said that perfect timing, and it was just great.
You know,
you
know what I see there? I see T-shirt material written all over it.
I know, man. I know.
Nothing like having that on next to all your concert shirts. They're like,
yeah.
Well, that's an interesting one. And then you have his little name on the bottom as if it was quoted by. Oh,
right.
There. And just remember, I gave you the idea. Don't forget.
Yeah, that's right. And now he's, because that one was so funny, like we both just died laughing. Now he's come up with others, and I've written them down too so that I don't forget them. And I mean, they're all pretty good. He was like, I think one time he said something like I looked at him weird or whatever, and he was like, take that look or I'm gonna get and give it a right hook or something like that, you know.
Oh, he's a poet and he don't know it. Okay.
I know, exactly.
All righty. Okay. A real quick shout out to friends or family. Who do you wanna say hello to?
Let's see. I don't think I've got any like family in the San Antonio area.
Well, you know, this is broadcast everywhere. So this is like somebody said, oh, she said my name type of thing.
Well, that is true. That is true. Well, I could shout out to my Aunt Tandy and Uncle Mike on the East Coast. And then I could also shout out to my Aunt Cheryl and Uncle Daryl on the West Coast. So there we go. Now we got all our bases covered.
There you go. Because when I tag you on Facebook, you know, they're going to go, oh, she's going to be on the radio. I better listen.
I know.
Maybe she might say my name. Right. Well, at least you know they did a couple of them. So, hey, where can everybody find your music?
Okay, well, you can find it anywhere digitally. So Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play, all that stuff. Or you can actually go to my website, hollytucker.com/store, and buy a physical copy. And I'll even sign it for you if you do that.
There you go.
And yeah, and of course all the social media sites as well, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that.
Mighty fine. So hey, I want to thank you, Holly, for being my guest this morning. Oh, hey, real quick, you got a show coming up with Restless Heart, don't you?
I do, and I'm so excited. That's this Friday night.
Have you seen them live yet?
Yes, yeah. I have.
Okay. I saw them twice this year here in town.
Really?
Just at two different venues, and it's amazing sound system wise. When you hear a band at a great venue with a great sound system, and then you hear one at a great venue with a not so good sound system at the time, and it's like you just sit there with your mouth hanging open because it's all the original guys singing. That harmony is just incredible.
I know. It's really breathtaking too, because like, especially for me, you know, I grew up listening to them, and now getting to open for them is just really, it's crazy to me. Like this year has been nuts in just getting with people and networking and just getting out there on this scene. 2017 has been incredible for me, and I'm still just blown away by everything that's happening.
Well, very good. Well, congratulations on everything that's going your way, and I wish you luck in the future, and hopefully get to meet you here sometime soon.
I would love that. I'll forward you the information about the San Antonio show coming up.
That sounds good. Hey, we've been listening to Conversations with Bruce Allen and Holly Tucker here on Texas46Radio.com. And those of you that may have missed this particular one, I will be rebroadcasting it this afternoon at 5 o'clock Central Standard Time. So make your plans to get there. If you want to record it for Prosperity, feel free to do so. Thanks again, Holly. I certainly appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again sometime soon.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Bruce.
You betcha. Bye.
Bye-bye.